This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature representatives from the Old Time Tractor Show. That'll be held this weekend out at Old Hillsboro Lake. Andy Theriak, Alan Kasten, and Judy Probst are here. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins in just a moment.
Making your final arrangements in advance at Plummer Funeral Home allows you to make decisions at a time when you are thinking clearly and not under the stress that surrounds the death of a loved one. It also allows you time to consider your options and to make intelligent, informed decisions calmly and completely. And then we'll help you put them in writing so that there will be no mistake about what you really wanted. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here, our guest once again, representing the Old Time Tractor Show with Sandy Theriak, Alan Kasten, and Judy Probst. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you guys today?
Good.
We're just fine. It's cool, so we're good.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yes. It's never cool when the tractor show, Hillsboro Tractor Show.
I was driving in this morning, and I thought I needed to get my eyes checked because National Bank's got that thermostat thing that's on that one sign as you're on 16. 55 degrees. I'm like, that thing's got to be way off. But, man, it had a little bit of a nip in the nip in the air, which I'm not complaining.
No.
And
no.
It's hard to believe the Old Time Tractor Show is this weekend out at Hillsboro Lake. Judy, ladies first, tell us a little bit about this year's show.
This year's show, well, it's we're doing basically what we always do. Registration is from 9 to 11, and you can come earlier if you want. Somebody will be there. At 10:30, we're going to have the Hillsboro FFA do the kids' pedal pull. And it features, it's for ages 3 to 4, 5 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 10. Then we have the modified for the older kids, under 16 girls and boys and over 16 girls and boys. And then at 11:30, we're going to demonstrate farm equipment, silage choppers, bale throwing. We don't know for sure who's going to show up, but whatever we can get, we'll try to demonstrate. And then the games will start at 1, and then at 2 o'clock or around 2 o'clock, we're going to stop and have kitty pedal races, which is always cute because we get these little ones. They're usually 4 to 5 and 6 to 7-year-olds, and they get on their pedal tractors, and we race. And first and second gets a prize, and everybody gets something for participating. So
you're dealing with kids. How much weight do you put on the sled? Because, I mean, obviously you don't want to overdo it where they get hurt.
Well, that's up to the FFA kids. I don't know how much weight's on it.
It depends on the age sizes, you know, on how much weight they put in and how much they can handle, really.
Okay. And how many years has this been? 19?
This is the 19th, yes.
Does it feel like it's been going on for 19 years? I mean, this is that's a nice little run.
It is. My first husband helped with it, and then after he passed away, then I kind of got nominated. I think they decided to keep me busy or something. I don't know, but, you know, once you get into something like this, I'm still here. So
it used to be around the courthouse square, and it was very, very warm on that pavement. So that's the reason why we kind of decided to move it out towards the lake. So that way there's more shade, and it's a lot better out there.
Andy, you wanted to... You look like you wanted to add something.
No, I'm just talking. Like I said, Arlen Kasten, him and Judy and her first husband, they started. And, you know, this is a real good thing. I mean, there's a lot of these young kids don't know what, you know, old tractors is all about. Mm-hmm. Go back in my days when you went out to the barn and you filled up a gunny sack with straw and put a seat, sat on an old orange seat and went out there and plowed, then you dissed and everything. Today, with the new modern equipment like Alan's got today, you just, I can remember going out, getting in about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then having to plow real small corn and stuff like that. Today, mm-hmm. they got these air conditioners, you know, and these new cars and stuff like that. And it's a lot different back when I was growing up.
Air conditioner, man, that technology has come a long way.
It has. The air conditioners are nice, but
let me guess, you have a radio inside the cab too, don't you?
Yeah, but we still have to get in the grain bins and clean them out, so it's not all peachy.
See, so there's some of old school left in the new school.
Yeah, but you take, you know, I talked to Carl Bergman the other day, and, you know, it's not back when we used to have to shovel by hand, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like today. They got these new trucks and stuff. All they got to do is just open up the bin a little bit, let it run. Used to, we had to shovel that stuff. But today, the technology and stuff, we've come a long way with farming and stuff.
Is it me, or is the interest in classic tractors and classic cars grown over the years? Because I was recently at the Staunton Homecoming Celebration, and every year they have a big parade. And there was quite a few antique tractors that were going around on the parade route. Is it me, or is there a lot of interest with these antique tractors?
Yeah, there is. I restore tractors for a living, too, so... Mm-hmm. It seems like in the past, like, 5 to 6 years, more of the, like, 50s and 60s tractors have come up in more value because, you know, that's what guys my age seen their dads farm with.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually what it is.
That's usually what it is.
Yeah. And what you had when you were a kid.
And so it seems like the later style tractors are what they call muscle tractors, seem like they're coming up in the world. So
is there a certain style or brand that's more popular than other? I mean, John Deere comes to mind, right?
Of course, the orange is best.
Red is number one.
Red is number one.
I think orange is second. And, you know, like Carl.
Let's see, orange is what?
Jim
Kubota, right?
And some like that, you know, and Carl Bergman, he pulls with the wrong color. I talked to him yesterday. He needs to pull with the red, and he might win something.
You may get a technical. You're a basketball fan. You may get a technical.
It's just whatever. In certain areas, certain brands are more popular because of the dealers, mm-hmm. you know, and just everybody likes their own color. So.
And I think the area, depending on the area that you live in, mm-hmm. The farmers in there, they're all friends in that, they tend to get the same, almost the same tractor. So, I mean, if it's Montgomery County, it's the red style.
Yeah. Or the green, or the orange.
Orange. See, I thought orange was Kubota.
No.
Get out. That's a Dallas jump.
But no. I mean, you know,
Uncle Ralph would be rolling right
now. Oh yeah, yes,
he would. He'd have something to say.
Really, oh, I'm sure he would.
Ralph would go back in my days.
I know he would.
My days and Judy's days now, and Arlen's days. I don't know what's going to happen when Arlen gets Alan gets our age. I guess these big tractors they got today say, this is what your grandpa used to. Mm-hmm. You're coming up with 140 long.
You know, it's important to have that heritage so we can remember how we used to do things than, you know, all just sit in a tractor and hit the GPS button, you know.
Which is
GPS?
Quite,
what's that? Wow!
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Next thing you know, the phones we can text on phones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Tobe, I think one of these days maybe Alan might sit. He might be able to just be sitting, you know, pour himself a cup of coffee and be sitting there and watching his TV and
remote
tractors.
Mm-hmm.
His tractors running out there in the field planting. You know,
that may be an idea for you for Shark Tank.
That could be.
You could be a millionaire on that one. Yeah.
But you know, everything has changed so much. I know last year, the Jansen had a box that they stuffed hay in and mm-hmm. made a little bale by just mm-hmm. stuffing it in a square box. Mm-hmm. Now we have these big round balers, you know. It's just like, wow, I hadn't even seen that before. But it's just, times change.
The labor has come out of it,
That's for sure.
I mean, if you go out to the tractor show, you can see where, like I said, Jansen's are going to be doing thrashing and silage chopping and you'll see how much labor actually went into it back, you know, 50, mm-hmm. 60, 70 years mm-hmm. ago.
Let's get back to the events here. You were talking about the events scheduled on the 18th.
19th.
On the 19th, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Tell us a little bit about the games that they play.
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, we have all different kinds of things.
We'll be doing the chain pile, and basically what that consists of a four-foot square, mm-hmm. and you have a chain on the back of your tractor, and you drive, and you have to put that chain in the square in a certain amount of time. Okay. It's a timed event. And also we usually do the drawbar tap, and that's a ball on a cone. You back up, test your skills on how
you're not
good
supposed
you are.
To knock
you're
the ball off.
Not supposed to knock the ball off the
right.
cone.
That's easy on the clutch, huh?
Yeah, real easy.
Over the years, how many people has this event drawn to the Hillsboro area? It's got to be a fairly good amount, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We have people come from all over. We've got friends come from Indiana, you know, and some from Missouri,
yeah.
and you know, down through there. It's a nice little, tractor show
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
And getting back to Alan's saying, always watched Alan when he's growing up, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. young and everything. Him and the Fuller boy or Huber boy. They would be racing against each other, and they were grinding the gears. And I'd always say, Alan, they're going to make them gears out of rubber next year. We won't hear that grinding and stuff. But
yeah.
it's fun to watch those games,
yeah.
and especially the blindfold race. A lot of people say, how do you have a blindfold race? You need to come out.
You have the blindfold?
You need to come out, Tobe. We'll put you on one of them tractors.
And just put a blindfold on, and you're supposed to go to the other end. And it's amazing that when you can't see where you're going, you have no concept as to where you are. And some
right.
of them will make it clear to the end or over, and some people will be halfway down. But you was asking about the number of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many townspeople come out, but when we first, our first show, we had like 63 exhibits, and we've had as high as 130 exhibits. So
that's incredible.
And so it varies, you know. It just depends. If it's a really hot day, we might not have as many. But being we have a cool weekend coming up, we're hoping for a large crowd.
Yeah.
And I know you have other organizations that come out and help. You mentioned the FFA. The Luck and Buck Saddle Club
right.
is helping you guys out.
Right.
Talk with us about that.
Well, they're going to provide breakfast and lunch, sandwiches, you know, for
mm-hmm.
lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Both days. It's both on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know really what they're serving for sure because
their menu is probably going to change. Depends on what they do. We're not for sure exactly, but
yeah.
they will have probably biscuits and gravy in the morning, and then probably pork burgers and soda and things like that for lunch.
You can't top a good pork burger.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned crafts and vendors. What type of crafts will be out there?
We don't know. We don't.
Well, we get some, we put out a flyer for different crafts, and we've had anything, you know, just from different places. I don't know.
This year we just put in the paper, just
yeah.
come. We're not charging any
yeah.
fee or anything.
Yeah, we're
just come out.
There
we just want people to come out to draw more people out to see what we got.
Yeah.
In addition to tractors. You can also see antique lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers.
As well.
Yep.
Lawnmowers.
Which,
tools.
Cars, too.
Cars and trucks is fine. Yeah,
so you're hitting
we've got a trophy for those, too. So
yeah. Basically, this is just an antique show,
right.
period.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
Lawnmower.
Yeah, we'll
you know,
anything.
Lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Anything.
Even if the tractors don't run, bring them out on trailers so mm-hmm. people can look at them. We don't
yeah.
care. We don't care what they look like.
As long as they're what? How what year and older?
As long as they're 25 years and older.
Yep. That's 82,
yep.
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, my math is still right.
You're doing pretty good. And we're going to have some old cars this year. We're
mm-hmm.
like,
is that something different?
We've kind of started that last few years, and it seems to bring a few people out. And,
mm-hmm.
and people enjoy looking at the old cars and stuff. So.
You can't beat the scenery. You're out by the lake
yeah.
area.
Oh, yeah.
So you got the lake behind you. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
We have lots of shade. The trees have grown. It's amazing how those trees have grown since we started.
Yeah.
Where will this be at the lake? Is it by the 4th of July point,
no.
that stage
no.
area? Where are we at?
It's right past the country club, out there
okay.
by the Fireman's Club.
Oh, okay.
On top of the hill
yeah.
before you go down. That's
okay.
where we're at. So.
And we're going to be giving away some stuff, prizes and different
okay.
things that everybody that enters, you know, in the... it enters a tractor or a car or mm-hmm. truck or whatever they bring, we'll
draw for door prizes.
Door prizes and stuff like that.
We're going to give trophies for the best AC International John Deere case.
All of them.
So we're going to have people vote for their favorite tractor.
How long does it take you guys to? Because I know, like, when you're dealing with Old Settlers or Party in the Park, it takes almost a full year to put this on because of the time and aspect of it. How long does it take you guys to put this on year after year?
It pretty much about takes a whole year. We probably start back in December and January is when
we start talking about it, getting
things going on it, but
thinking about it, trying to decide what to do.
And usually after the show too, we'll have a meeting to kind of talk things over and see what we can change for next year to make things better.
And proceeds will benefit what this year?
Well, I started helping Alan and Judy and them a couple years ago, and I brought up the idea. I lost my daughter 4 years to cancer,
mm-hmm.
and I said, won't we do something like this? Won't we sell tickets on a pedal tractor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Alan and Judy and all them agreed on it, and what we make off of this pedal tractor will go to Montgomery County Cancer. So, it stays right here in the county.
Right.
You know.
Great organization.
And like I say, we're running a little bit behind last year, but I've got a lot of buddies out there. We'll probably be kicking in, and we'll probably be back up to last year's goal. But whatever we get, it helps out a whole lot.
And the pink pedal tractor this year is an 806 International.
Okay.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes towards a good cause. The Cancer Association, they had their birthday party not too long ago.
Right.
Over $180,000 raised, and that's for a little engine that could.
Yeah.
It's going a long way. So you couldn't ask for a better organization to support.
And also, I'd like to we need to thank also our sponsors for helping us out, because without them, we couldn't do it. We get a lot of individual sponsors that help us out, and a lot of individual people that do help us out, too, with the show. But our main sponsor is Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Without them, we couldn't put this on. So much thanks to the Farm Bureau for helping us out there.
And it's hard to believe it's already here this weekend out at the lake.
Right. Another thing, one of our good buddies, Shirley Randall, died, and we're going to recognize him.
Okay.
They're going to bring his tractor, or at least his one of his tractors, maybe more out, and we're going to recognize him in memory of him. So.
Okay.
And we don't want to forget Uncle Ralph. Ralph helped us out a lot. He'd always put a plug in for us every year, on stuff. And Ralph was, he's the one who told me, he said, Andy, you're doing a good thing on the cancer, thing. And we've had a lot of people around there that's had, cancer and stuff. We've got a boy's fighting it pretty hard right now, but he's doing real good, I think, on it. And I'm just saying, come on out and buy a ticket off of us and watch some good games. And Tobe, you're allowed to come out and play, too.
I will see what I can do.
Okay.
Sit her under a tree
watch. I've got a board that I have to go through first,
we know that. I mean,
Says yes, then it's a done deal.
Or bring her, too.
Alan's going to have that next year,
But if she says, well, we got another commitment, then, we're...
Your thumb goes down, It's like, it's not the technical, it's the thumb that goes down.
But we just have, everybody has a good time just sitting, watching the games, visiting, and seeing all the neat tractors.
And it's a free event.
You can't
top that.
Right.
Free.
Right, right.
And for anyone that's never been out to Lake Erie, what a great scenery out there.
Mm-hmm.
This
gives,
to me, this is a win-win situation. It brings people to Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. For one. Number two, it gives the campers out there something to look forward to and do.
Right.
And you can't top that. And it brings notoriety and not notoriety, a little mystique to the lake area, which I think sometimes can be, it's not utilized enough than what it should be.
Right. And it's, it's really pretty with all the different colored tractors sitting on the hills, It makes a really pretty picture.
You start out with that orange and red, and and gray and green and an off green, you know, like Bergman has all the time, you know. But
why do I have a feeling your cell phone's going to go off on this?
Oh, I tell you what, those John Deere people—they beat up on.
Here we go again.
They beat up on me all the time, and I told them there's none in here. It's got no green on, and they're on their own
now. We're going to have to get somebody on the committee with green to fight back.
Yeah. No, those are pretty good boys.
I like their helpers too.
We're always open for helpers too. Yeah. So if anybody, you know, would want to help, that's fine.
And then after this, Andy, I know you're on the parade route sometimes. You know, you have your grandkids out and with the bubble gum, and you'll be, let's see, you got Old Settlers and the Wet Labor Day homecoming coming up. So I'm sure you'll be a part of those parades, God willing, right?
Yep, yeah. Yeah,
and it's just—it's hard to believe. Where is summer gone?
I don't know. I was just
next thing you know, you and I will be on the basketball court watching the Toppers.
Yeah, yes, we will. Yes, we will.
So, by the way, are they going to be good this year?
Yeah, we're going to have a good team this year. You know, the girls is going to have a good team. The boys is going to have a good team, and I tell you, you're going to see some good teams. Nicholas is going to have a good team. Raymond is going to have a good team. So is Litchfield. You know, and that's what I like. I like good basketball.
Absolutely. Just watch your temper. I don't want to see you get teed up.
No. We got Lou out there. Lou, you know.
Hey, that doesn't mean anything. I know you're two from coffee. That doesn't mean, he'll give you a technical if you call for it.
Yeah.
I know you and Ed hang out at the basketball games. So
yeah.
You gotta watch
it.
Yep. But it's always a pleasure having you guys in, talking with us about the Old Time Tractor Show. It's hard to believe it's this Saturday and Sunday out at the lake. Anyone seeking more information, what's a way that they can do that?
They can call in any of us on the committee.
Do we have a number?
I'll give you my cell phone number.
Okay.
My cell phone number is 217-851-0397.
You can call me. My cell phone number is 217-556-6065, or you can call Arlen Kasten, and it's 217-341-8690.
He had your back.
Good.
No, he said Arlen, not you.
No, okay. Oh,
sorry.
Or Andy Thuriak, 534-2414.
Thank you, Alan.
And if he's not home, just leave a message.
Yeah. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to believe. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on this year's Old Time Tractor Show. I'm sure this will be a rousing success like the previous years. And you got to come up with something big for next year. Next year's 10. Or 20. 20.
Be our 20th show.
I mean, that's
help us come up with a good idea then.
That's like fireworks worth.
Oh.
Yeah, we could, you know. Well.
I'm kidding, though. But 20th is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week was Andy Thuriak, Alan Kasten, and Judy Probst representing the Old Time Tractor Show. Coming up next week, we have representatives from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. They will be here as well. So until then, we will talk to you next week. Until then, so long.